In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, on this active day of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, I wanted to talk how Our Lady is also our Mother. And we should all make a serious note that in this life, and whatever displeases this our Queen of Heaven and our Mother is always something which is also a serious hurt against her Son. You can imagine that it would be useless to pretend to be a loyal servant of a queen and at the same time to wound her deeply by conspiring against her Son. So also no one can seriously claim to be a true and devout servant of Mary if he falls under Mary's displeasure by renewing the death of her Son Jesus through the making of a mortal sin. I want to remind you of the story of King David. King David, who was an ancient king in Jerusalem, lived a good life for a long, long time. But then, for the sake of pleasure for himself, he committed a mortal sin. Even though he had been formerly blessed by God, God now sent to David his prophet named Nathan, saying, "I will raise up evil against you out of your own house." King David repented bitterly his mortal sin. He cried the tears of repentance and wrote during that time his 7 penitential psalms. Then prophet Nathan went to him again and told him that God had forgiven him, but that David would still have to suffer temporal punishment by facing evil out of his own house. And that what happened, his punishment was that his own son Absalom started a rebellion against David, trying to take his father's crown. Holy David gave this command to the soldiers that marched against his son Absalom. Go forth, my friends. Fight like courageous warriors, since you are such. Kill all my enemies with the sword, but beware of injuring, of touching even with your weapons, my dear son Absalom. He is a rebel, I know. He is a traitor, but he is my own son. Dear children, so also Our Lady is the mother of every man, inasmuch as she wishes all the people to convert and recognize her son Jesus. You can imagine that parents oftentimes love their children much more than they really deserve, and therefore it is all the more heartless and ungrateful of children to offend their parents. Like King David wanted to spare the life of even his own ungrateful son Absalom, with far greater reason does Mary declare to one who would seek to be enrolled among her devout servants that the first thing which she requires is to quit hurting her dear and only son by mortal sin. Our Heavenly Mother seems to say, if you love me, my friends, if you aspire to be my devoted servants, my faithful clients, do not insult my son Jesus by mortal sin. He is the fruit of my womb, the love of my heart. Every offense you commit against him touches me to the quick. Do not therefore offend him for the sake of love which you owe him, and for that which you bear to me, who am his mother." With such beautiful words, the Blessed Virgin declares that the first homage for which she looks at the hands of her devout servants is that they most carefully avoid any kind of serious sin. If someone cannot observe this, he cannot claim to be considered dutifully to the Queen of Heaven, and no one who acts like this can be called her devout servant. Christ himself has been pleased to give us a striking illustration of this doctrine in the instance of a well-known penitent, Saint Margaret of Cortona. This lady was seeking the fervent conversion, and our Blessed Lord began to instruct and encourage her in different ways. He showed himself to Saint Margaret several times, overflowing with love and tender compassion, and often addressing her as his poor little one. But one day the holy penitent asked him, "O my Lord, you always call me your poor little one. Am I ever to have the happiness of hearing your divine lips call me by the sweet name of my daughter?" "You are not yet worthy of it," replied our blessed Savior. "Before you can receive the privilege and name of daughter, you must more thoroughly cleanse your soul by a general confession of all your faults." On hearing this, Margaret started to search deeply into her conscience, and during 8 days consecutively, she confessed her sins to a priest by means of sobs and tears rather than of words. After her confession, she took off her veil, put a rope round her neck, and in this attire went to receive Holy Communion. Hardly had she taken when she heard most clearly in her soul the word daughter. Dear children, even though Our Lady loves and prays for all the people of the world that they would convert and to become partakers of her Son, most dearly Our Lady loves and calls as her children those who guard themselves most specifically and carefully against all sin. When you grow up, you should daily examine how you have been doing today in the service of Our Lady. Have you in any possible way offend her Son by not following the commandments of God or not giving him due attention which he deserves? This is very often the case, and that's why our Lord himself has established the sacrament of penance. You have the great privilege of having at your hands or within your reach a good opportunity to often confess your sins to the priest. And when you confess and wash your soul free from stain of sin, Our Lady truly calls you her children. She calls you her son and her daughter. And when you are children of Mary, our Lord, the Christ and King, will look you down favorably and gets you the blessed and joyful reward of everlasting peace in heaven, freedom from sin, and forever and evermore to be a happy child of God. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.